Okay, here's the deal. The Exorcism of Emily Rose is pretty good. However, the problem with this film is it's possessed itself by an overrated actress who steals the thunder of the actual movie. Contrary to what the title may say, the film isn't really about Emily Rose, it's more about Laura Linney. About half of the film is good. Great, even. The possession and exorcism story, which is told in flashbacks during a murder trial, is as creepy as ever. However, when we cut back to the courtroom, which is far too often, it turns into a Law and Order episode, with all the courtroom cliches, from the preachy prosecutor to the grumpy politically correct judge. Some films fail because they only go halfway. This film would have been almost perfect if it would have just stopped there. The Exorcism of Emily Rose gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.